The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third one, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come and share your master's joy." Then the one who received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter? Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. Our image of God, our understanding of who God is very important because it determines our actions, our responses to who God is. The servant who received the 1 talent says, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant or gathering where you did not scatter." Sometimes we have that image of God, that God is someone we should be afraid of. And like I said, if we have that image, then we can never respond in faith, in proper faith, to who God is. The God who died on the cross for us even before we were even born, I don't think we can say he's a demanding God. He's a God of unconditional love who loved us before even we asked for that love, before we did anything. He loved us because he's love. So the servant, because having that wrong image, how does he respond? He responds with fear. He's afraid. And sometimes we too act and respond in fear. We're afraid of what God wants us to do because we don't trust God. We don't have that proper image and understanding who God is. And our Blessed Mother today reminds us of how she responded to God's request from her. She was not afraid when God asked her to be the mother of his son. She didn't understand how that would happen, but she did not respond with fear, but with trust and love, and said yes. God is always calling us to things beyond what we can do on our own, and sometimes that's scary because we think God is just demands from us and he's going to leave us alone. God never leaves us alone. He always walks with us and helps us and guides us to achieve what he's asking from us. So that love that we received from God will not go to waste, but will be used to bring others to know the love of God and respond with love instead of fear. It always puzzled me that there is another possibility of what those servants could have done with the talents. What if one of them invested it, but then lost it? What would you think the master would have done to that servant?